We are getting to know our new mayor, Sharon Tucker, as she will serve the remaining 3.5 years of the late Mayor Tom Henry's term. So with that, good morning, Mayor Tucker.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Are you getting used to hearing that, Mayor Tucker?
It's still a little alarming. Sometimes I look around and go, where's the mayor? Where's the,
that's me. Oh, you're talking to me? Well, allow me to say congratulations, truly. And I'm so excited that you've made some time to join us here on WoWo. First and foremost, what has been your first order of business as mayor?
The first order for me has been trying to learn staff. I've just kind of roamed around the office a little bit on a couple of the floors just to try to get to know people, who they are. They give them an opportunity to know me and get comfortable with me.
Well, speaking of learning the staff, that is one of the concerns that my listeners have, Sharon. I'm just going to be really blunt with you this morning. Particularly, it has to do with the Fort Wayne Police Department and whether or not you plan on changing out our police chief. So, like I said, I'm just going to be blunt with you this morning. Any plans to do that or to change any of the leadership roles that are already in position?
No. You know, I had heard that concern before being sworn in. And my opinion is that no leader worth their value comes in and makes any drastic changes. It's always best to walk in and just reassure staff who, of course, you know, after 3 weeks of uncertainty, have some uneasiness about what's going to happen and move forward. But in my opinion, public safety, both police and fire, are areas that we need to make sure are steady and moving forward successfully. So there's no plans to make any changes in either of those areas. I do know there are a couple of people who were considering retirement, and so I've made ask of those people to hang out with me for a while so that we can keep the ship sailing straight as much as we can. You know, I've come from the role of city council, mm-hmm. so I'm aware of governing and how things are going, but there are a lot of projects that were moving forward that I was not intimately involved with and some that I had been. And so I want to make sure that we are keeping continuity for our community as much as possible. So no changes.
I think that's pretty smart, Mayor Tucker. I mean, as that saying goes, you know, you talked about this ship, you know, you turn a big ship slowly if you're even going to turn it. So I think that a lot of my listeners will take comfort in hearing you say that this morning. The other big concern, and this is honestly the one that I've probably heard the most, at least from my listeners, is, you know, making Fort Wayne potentially a sanctuary city. Is that something that's on your radar?
You know, right now, I am just focused on making sure that we're making wise decisions for our city. We currently have a increase in unhoused residents that we're trying to figure out how we serve them now and how we help keep our community safe. And so I haven't had an opportunity to really look into what the sanctuary city means, how that would have an impact on both our fiscal and our fiscal budget and our community as a whole. So unfairly, I won't be able to answer that in the for the community, but it is something that we would have to make sure that we explore either direction before I'm able to answer that question for you.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I fully believe that expectations are the mother of all disappointment, and so I don't want to set a wrong expectation for anybody.
Yeah, once again, well said. You mentioned your time serving on council. I would assume, I mean, because you served on county council and on city council. You know, I would assume
Correct.
Those are both pretty big assets when it comes to being the mayor of Fort Wayne. So will that time serving impact your role as mayor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you have to remember, one of the key factors of being successful is being able to collaborate and to, of course, have influence to make positive change for a community, having positive relationships with the commissioners, being able to call them friends and having them on speed dial, if you would, in my personal cell phone, has always been a benefit that I have taken advantage of. Whether I've had a call with Rich Beck, Commissioner Beck, or Commissioner Brown or Peters, mm-hmm. I've been able to talk with them openly. Honestly, they've been able to share with me and vice versa. So it's always beneficial that your leaders have an opportunity to talk and work with each other to try to see if there's a way to come to consensus. Now, I recognize their roles as county commissioners and that they need to take a make sure their decisions are taking into account the county as a whole, which the city of Fort Wayne is a part of that, and my role is specifically for the city. But being able to sit in a room and commune with them is absolutely important, and that's one of the things that I am most proud of with my time having served on county council. And in fact, all of the council members, other than maybe the two new ones that have come along, I consider friends as well on the county side. So those relationships that I've been able to foster in that role has been beneficial for me. And in fact, they had asked me to serve on the Allen County Library Board even after I step off the county council. And that is, to me, a testament of how we had a relationship, that they trust me. Unfortunately, I'll have to give that seat up now as mayor.
Sure.
But I think relationships there are key to the success for not only Allen County, but the city of Fort Wayne as well.
Man, Sharon, I got to tell you, I've talked to a lot of people who have served with you on county council and city council, and truly they have all said the same thing. And I'll be honest, most of them were Republicans. They yeah. all said she works really well with Republicans. And I think that's one been a really breath of fresh air for talking to some of these people, that they've all said she doesn't care about the D or the R. She's just here to serve. And that,
absolutely.
Yeah. And I just, it's been really nice to hear that about you, Sharon, and you kind of echo those same comments about your relationships there with the folks on city and county council. Let's have a little bit of fun this morning. Just as we're getting to know you here, Sharon, what are you most excited about when it comes to the role of mayor?
I'm most excited about the opportunity of positive impact that we could have. There's so many things that we're that are going on in our city. One of the things that I tout all the time is that Mayor Henry was looking for increasing the quality of life, and I want to be able to keep moving that forward by increasing the quality of life, bringing our young adults to the table to get them engaged in some of the solutions. Many things that I've heard when I've been out and about in the community is that ages 17 to 25, they feel disconnected. They feel like they don't see themselves. And so how can we bring them to the table to be a part of that solution? At the same time, how can we start having real conversations about the mental health challenges and the impact that that has on homelessness? So I'm excited about being able to have conversations and impactful change there.
Okay, be honest. What are you least excited about when it comes to the role of mayor?
Well, it's been hard. I am a leader. I am a I am an independent individual. I love to get up and do, you know, get my hands in the dirt. And so it's been hard to sit back and accept help.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
been hard to do that part, because I just like to go headstrong. Let's do it. Let's do it together. So I've had to learn that there are certain things that I can't just charge and go forward on.
Okay. Now, I'm sure, Mayor Tucker, that you have been interviewed by all of the local media. You've had a lot of conversations with people. But like I said, in the theme and the spirit of having fun and getting to know you, tell us one thing people don't know about you, one thing that you haven't already shared in some of your other interviews or talking to members of the local media, one thing we don't know about you.
Well, I bet your listeners don't know that I am an avid crafter.
Oh,
I love doing laser craft. I love doing construction type craft. In fact, I finished my basement. All my two little hands went into hard labor for about 3 months and completely finishing out my basement and hanging in the rafters and running security wires and speaker wires.
Wow.
So I bet that's one thing that people don't know about me.
No, you go, girl. Dang, I had no idea either. Well, I'm sure, Mayor Tucker, this is not the last time you and I will chit-chat. I appreciate making time. I know you're really busy running around here with your new role. So we appreciate you, and we'll be in touch in the future.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That is your new mayor of Fort Wayne, Sharon Tucker.
Podcasts by Federated Media.